Switch, Elmira, Rackers Island, come from Brownsville. You know what I'm saying? We represent, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to my man, Tony Rose. You know what I'm saying? Keep it real. Check it out, guns down.
Check it. Put away your heat and throw up your dick beaters. Acne blows to his nose, shut his eyes, close to a centimeter. Bitches on the benches, wondering what the fuck the suspense is. I land heavy uppercuts in the corner of the park fences. Knocked his mouthpiece, front teeth got lodged inside my knuckle. He grabbed the belt buckle, attempted to catch me with a couple of low blows to the nuts. On ringside was as a giant do lils. Send your wife with his fucking chew on the wire. He couldn't chest boxes when he reached for his eyes. Tried to chop me on the top of my knot, but he got stopped when a 12-ounce bottle of bottle and James had him startled. A bitch threw it, caught him in his head at full throttle. He fell, the glass crashed, he wasn't saved by the bell. That was his ass black. So when they come to physical combat, we could take it hand to hand or go beyond that. Do you want my guy to make the contact? Retirement cats who lack the heart to fire back.
Put down the gun, son, son, matter of fact. Shoot the one-on-one, hold it down, make sure that action don't hit the ground. Happen on the handball court or the square, we can take it there. Settle the son, who the champion?
You know how to act when it come to big arms.
Who the champion?
Yo, I had to run up on this king I divine, full shines. He saw the stash and caught my mailbox for 80 dimes. He saw me stashing like a pipe wing for mega fiends. I held it down like the bing, a fly miraculous king. Peep through the heavy small, dip the camouflage, stall, smash the jaws. Pushing through an A-build, sipping eggnog. Niggas know my status, dog body, carry big baddest. Fiends know me for my blue bags, my size smacking crabs and Ernie mine. This fish I can't, gotta get his back bent. What the hell just made him fuck with my intelligence? Back of Polly and I heard some noise in back of 212. Diggle Lord Chamel, faggot made a cell, he's selling my shit. I slap fire at his ass, snap his bones in half and watch the stock market crash. I walked upon him, he had the nerve to say peace guard. Ain't nothing peace guard, you stolen, now we out in the streets. Take your shit off, nigga, you sold. Back up off, use a shady nigga. I'm a seven figure with a gloss, I snuffed him. Threw a crazy left and I cuffed him. A lot don't like ugly, so I held back from busting him. I passed the burn off, he caught me from the blind side. Tapped a nigga Joe, I shot my 52 stale and played the I had my ice on, tapped a few times, he started leaking. Decaying with the dead arm, Chamel fell to his knees and he started wheezing. Losing his breath from smoking treason. I'm still breathing, bleeding because it's front and season. Now I got that project belt, international, national, worldwide. I let Chamel slide.
Put down the gun, son, son, matter of fact, shoot the one-on-one, hold it down, show the head, show it, don't hit the ground. On the handball courts or the square, we could take it there. Settle the son, who the champion? Who the champion? Settle it, son, who the champion? Put down the gun, son, son, matter of fact, shoot the one-on-one, hold it down, make sure that head, show it, don't hit the ground. Square, we can take it there. Settle it, son. Who the champion? Who the champion? Settle it, son. Who the champion?
I'm sorry, we don't allow pets on the premises.
Hey, have a heart. Seeing eye duck.
Touching, isn't it?
Not so tight. What are you doing, falling in love? Yeah. Sit down. I need a beer bad. Gotta find a waitress.
Yeah.
Hey, honey. You.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Here she comes.
Wow. Your kid's costume is really radical. I'll bet he's crazy about
it.
Yeah, I'm very attached to it.
You're your dad, sort of in his own space. What do you think he'd like to eat?
I no longer need human food.
I know it's a drag, but you're going to have to order some food if you want to sit here. So, how about the specials on the menu?
You are about to witness the end of the old world and the birth of the new.
Hey! Is he like one of those TV evangelists or something?
Yes.
Or something. I'm gonna kill somebody.
It's okay, Howard. Why don't we just have three specials and three beers?
Right.
Poor girl.
Listen, Dr. J, yoo-hoo! If you could tune back into reality for a second, I don't understand anything you're talking about.
Mm-mm.
All I know is I need that laser machine to get me home. Is it still working, Jennings?
Jenning.
I told you, bird brain, I am not Jenning anymore. I am now one of the Dark Overlords of the Universe.
Dark Overlord of the Universe?
That must be quite a responsibility.
Tonight, the laser beam hit the Nexus of Somnus.
What is that? A suburb of Cleveland?
It lies beyond the planets. It is a region of demons. To which we Dark Overlords were exiled eons ago.
I hope you're getting all this.
Howard, what I'm getting is that this man is very, very sick.
Just as you were brought down here accidentally. Tonight, the laser beam released me from that region of demons and pulled me down into that lab.
Small universe.
During the explosion, I entered Jenning's body. So, I have disguised my true form, which would be considered hideous and revolting here.
Lucky for the people eating.
What?
You ordered three specials. What's wrong?
This will mean the extinction of all existing life forms.
You haven't even tasted it yet.
What do you think? I'm into cannibalism or something?
Hey, are we like all in the same discussion here?
I'll give you a hint, Dal. What's white, ovoid, and always reminds me of my birthday? The eggs. Get them out of here.
Gosh, you know, hostility is like a psychic boomerang.
I can't believe this planet. Fried eggs? Yuck!
Just bring the beer.
Howard. Howard.
How the hell did you do that?
My powers are growing.
Watch out!
It is time now.
What's that?
It is the code key. It will activate the laser spectroscope when I use it tonight to bring down the other Dark Overlords.
The others?
Now he's got a whole gang. Well, screw him. I got dibs on the laser first. Give me that code key. That's my ticket home. Look at his hand!
It's nothing! Look at his face!
Yes, soon the Dark Overlords will engulf the Earth. Nothing human will remain here.
Yeah? Well, nothing Duck's remaining here either. Move! We're going!
You'll get the tech!
Hate to eat and run.
Hello there.
Get out of the way.
Hey, look at the talking duck.
Bug off.
Lord, what is that?
way you are. Can't go back, we've got too far. Nothing is the way you see. We cross it here in our dreams. You and me are all that it takes. The one say goodbye mistake. I'm not perfect, that's sure.
Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. My name is Farco. Shouts out to all. We're here broadcasting straight from the mission, Radio Valencia.fm. Give me a call, 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Radio Valencia. We're here, live and direct in the city of San Francisco. So much music, so little time. Music you heard, we're taking you back in the day. Back in the days, guys. That was 1985 in your eardrums, 40 years ago. Band Level 42, song Something About You. That's 40 years ago, big dog. Half of you might have not even been born. Some of y'all were going through puberty. And some of y'all were on your first marriage. Whatever it is, shouts out to you. Level 42, Something About You. Kick-ass track. Kick-ass 40-year-old track. Also, before that, we had some Howard the Duck. Yeah, I said it, Howard the Duck. My family used to watch that movie all the time, guys. That was shot here in the Bay Area. At least some of it. You know, Howard the Duck. There should have been a Howard the Duck saga. You know, I'm still waiting for it. I liked it. I remember we had that on VHS. I would watch it on HBO. You know, I still remember the scene where, like, they're in bed. Howard the Duck has got a white girl, a white woman in bed. And she's in her panties. And she's interested. Oh, yeah. She's interested, all right. And I remember that scene. And I had so many emotions, so many feelings, instincts going through my body. I was just a baby. I was just a kid, but I understood the feelings in those scenes. Howard Duck. Is it Leah Thompson? She was also in Back to the Future. She was in I think she was on Red Dawn also. She was in Red Dawn also. I like that. And let's see, other music up in that set. What else did you guys hear? We also heard new music from Soulfly with the song Favela / Dystopia. We also had something from the Great White soundtrack, guys. From the 90s, or the Great White Hype soundtrack. And Who's the Champion? And that featured various members of Wu-Tang Clan. What an awesome track. RZA, Raekwon, Ghostface. Too good, guys. Too good. And we start off the whole set with new music from Blood Culture's song Empty Lands. Dig that track. If you want music, give me a call. 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Or you can hit me up at itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Handle me. Email me. Or go on the Radio Valencia chatterbox and you could type in a message. There it is. Hey, Amatorta. Shouts out to Amatorta. They recognized it. Howard the Duck. And then there was an adult film called Howard the Dick, which I followed. And that had sagas, trust me. It was a franchise, man. So shouts out to Amatorta. Good job. Good ear. I was a fan of Howard the Duck. I don't care what anybody says. I thought he was a badass. I thought he looked cool, too. Like, that costume, that puppet, whatever it was, looked awesome. It was good. There you go. I also got an email out in Radio Land. They emailed me, and we were talking about ID cards. And maybe, hey, Amatorta, maybe you might know who else gives out ID cards, guys. Besides, you know, California IDs, driver's license, passports, green cards, real IDs. Besides all that, who else gives IDs? And this might fall in it. You guys be the judge. Someone said a library card. Right? But it's not personalized. But I'm going to take it because it has its own unique number. But I'm talking more like, you know, a picture on it. And it's your own ID for this place. You know? I had a... Besides your work, of course, we said the work, your workplace, your employment, where you work. They got IDs. We got IDs. There used to be a check cashing place I was talking about that I had an ID for. And it was just one of those laminated ones. But it got me to strip clubs. It got me, I showed it to cops and they would get mad. I showed it more than once, but. What are you going to do? That's my ID. That's me. Get out of here. But is there anyone else handing out IDs? That's the question. You know what? I'm gonna count library cards. Hey, your bank. I don't know if they still do it. your bank will put a picture on your ID. They used to do it. I don't know if they still do it. Hey, I got one. I remember if you got a season pass at Great America, they would give you an ID, and it would be personalized, the Great America ID card, and it'd have your face on it. I think it was called the Wild Card at one point. I don't know if it still is. But the Wild Card would do it. You know, so that'd be cool. So there's one, and there's another one. Does Disneyland have its own ID card? My guess it does. I don't even know if they have a season pass. My guess it does. So I think they're still handing out ID cards. If anybody who goes to Disneyland on the frequent knows, you let me know if Disneyland has ID cards. I just want to know who's giving them out these days, you know. I know there's like, isn't there like personal bar, not personal bars, like private bars? Elks Club. I think the Elks Club's got an ID. I know there's some Elk Club members at this station, so if you're listening, let me know if they're handing out IDs still, you know. I used to have an ID from my old radio station at KSU Santa Clara, and that helped out because it would have the radio station name on it, and I would flash that card at concerts going, yeah, here to check out the show, just gonna write a review, and that would let me into spots, you know what I'm saying, get me free CDs, free HJs, you know, clap it up, you know. I know there's, so Elks Club, my guess, if you're part of the Elks Club, you get an ID. If you're a concealed guns carrier, you get an ID, right? You know, I'm trying to think of other places that are still haven't handed out IDs. Everything's digital now, of course. You know, I see high school kids and they got their digital school ID now. It's all digital now. I don't even think they give out physical IDs. When I went to De Anza College, not to brag, for 10 years, but when I went to De Anza Junior College, I don't want to brag. I'm not one of those people to brag. They gave me an ID after, you know, you paid for your classes. So there you go. I don't know who else is giving out IDs, you know? Oh, I gotta give a big shout out to Gia. Gia. Gia says is having a request. He wants a request. You got it. I'll get that up in the next musical block. Gia, are you seeing? You know what I went? What rabbit hole I went down? And this is entertainment. This ain't like conspiracy theories, although we can turn it into a conspiracy theory easily. But there's this guy called Oz Perlman. He's a mentalist, like a magician. And he's going around right now. He's the next big magician. There's always that one musician. This is your guys' generation. There was, you know, David Blaine in the late 90s, early 2000s. David Blaine started showing up and he's floating. And then first there was Copperfield, then David Blaine, and then what is that? The Mind Freak guy. The Mind Freak guy. I forgot his real name. I don't know what his real name is. The Mind Freak guy that came in, and now this guy named Oz Perlman is taking over the scene, man. And he really is. He's doing stuff, you know, that's making you think. You thought David Blaine made you think, you know? I mean, David Blaine was getting floated into the sky with like 10,000 balloons. One of them, or a few of them, were condoms, you know? And he floated into space. But now you got Oz Perlman guessing your ATM PIN number. He's guessing, you know, think of your ex-girlfriend's name, and he thinks of the name, you know. He's giving you dollars, or he's guessing the numbers on your dollar, the barcode number on your dollar. Well, you know, right now he also does a lot of work for some reason with the NFL. And he's going around to like NFL teams, you know, guessing, you know, numbers and guessing who they're going to throw the football to and guessing their ATM codes. And I'm going down this rabbit hole, Gia. And Oz Perlman is wowing everybody on the NFL teams, all these football players, guys. He's guessing names. He's guessing their numbers. He's guessing the things they're thinking about in their brain. And all these guys are shocked. And all these guys are like in awe. But, you know, the only thing that I see is that I don't think it's that hard to trick football players. All these guys got like CTE. They've been hit in the head thousands of times. Whether it was a game, a football practice, they've had concussions countless times. Their head's been beat harder than a snare drum, guys, and a marching band. And you go, it's not that hard to trick football players, you know? Half of them, you know, don't know where they live. You know, the guy guessed like the defensive tackle's ATM code, and the defensive tackle goes, "Oh, thanks, I forgot about it. That was my pin. I was trying to remember." I want this guy Oz Perlman to trick, you know, like the chess club. I want to see him do tricks to the chess club. And he's also going on TV tricking, you know, anchormen and newscasters. But all these guys do is read off a teleprompter. They got a script. It's not that hard. Why doesn't he try and do it to Neil deGrasse Tyson? You know? Why doesn't he try and do it to physicists and scientists? You know, try and trick those guys. Let's see if they fall for it. Don't try and trick the guy who's been hit 45 times in practice and had to have smelling salt to wake him up, you know? But it's still entertaining. Oz Perlman is an entertaining guy, you know, and you can't deny it. It's pretty fun. Magic, when you're the guy, you can keep people's attention and you can make a lot of money, guys. You know, it's none of this scarf BS or hiding what's hiding behind your ear. This guy's guessing, you know, people's names you love, man. It's really nuts. So go check it out. Let's hope he starts doing, you know, these magic tricks to like people who work at NASA, you know. Or let's have him go to a Mensa meeting, one of those people who have an IQ over 180. I want to see him do tricks to those guys. If he starts doing tricks to those guys, then I'm going to be like, okay, man, I think he's got something, you know. But you want to do tricks to newscasters, man? Those guys barely know how to tie their shoes. They're just reading scripts. They're yes people. Yes. Yes. They just read line for line, guys. You know? They're dumber than football players. At least the wide receivers and quarterbacks. Maybe not the, you know, offensive or defensive line. Those guys are pretty smart. Anyways, it's 11:38. Radio Valencia Standard Time. Remember, coming up at noon, stay tuned for DJ Mark and his show Dropped the Charges. All will be well. He'll be in spinning vinyl, spinning soul at noon. All will be well. Enough of me. Let's get back into the music. Here is new music from April March and Staplin with the song Tan Rayon Vert. This is new music from April March and Staplin right here. Radio Valencia.
We doing this one for the DEI.
Hey, boy, we back with another one.
And for the VIP. Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta do it. Wax on, wax off, kick back, get your lick back like a ride of movies. Clean on the needle, car seat, mark is garbage, I just gotta move it. Out of the situation that they put me in. Man, that candy paint go well with Nubian. Sometimes you gotta do it.
Like the players back in the day, never fake in the bunk, never fuck with the fake. Like all the players back in the day, never fake in the bunk, never fuck with the fake.
Sometimes you gotta do it. Like the UGKs and the MJGs and A-Boss, for me they paid away. Can't forget the scorn phase and the ghetto with my boys. My playing tricks for days. If you're hugging on the curb, then your elbow's bound to scrape. No band-aids for the low lows. It cost a grip to slab a color, change the snow glow. Nigga, I'm out here pop the tar like Bill when spring's a no-go. But all the times they wasn't rhyming low with no show. Sometimes you gotta do it. On wax off, kick back, get your lick back like a ride of movies. Clean on the needle, car seat, mark is garbage, I just gotta move it. Out of the situation that they put me in. Man, that candy paint go well with Nubian. Sometimes you gotta do it.
Like the players back in the day, never fake in the bunk, never fuck with the fake. Like all the players back in the day, never fake in the bunk, never fuck with the fake.
Sometimes you gotta do it. Like the kings in Egypt, crushed up, they'll be regal. Stitching into like weavers for the back of the very people. DJ dance the features, bowling ball with a swirl on see us. On top of the game like steeples, coming down but we're nobody lead up. Dab on the neck, this flow. I'ma give from the high I know. Came my mama womb wearing a bow. She said, don't let your knee on glow. Ain't no stopping it, be on go. It'll be time when the sun don't shine and you all alone and no one's around but love the show. Sometimes you gotta do it. Wax on, wax off, kick back, get your lick back like a ride of movies. Cleaning the needle, car seat, mark is garbage. I just gotta move it. Out of the situation that they put me in. Man, that candy paint go well with Nubian. Sometimes you gotta do it.
Like the players back in the day, never fake in the bunk, never fuck with the fake. Like all the players back in the day, never fake in the bunk, never fuck with the fake.
Sometimes you gotta do it.
Let go! Let go!
Before we back with another one.
To everybody who got an old school that ain't running, but you won't sell it. This your jam. Make sure you stay tuned to Catalina the Ritz Radio.
One hell of a worker for a big guy. He set the standard for the Giants, you know. I don't think there's still a Giant today that could do what he did.
What happened on the bus between you and Andre? There was an incident or something?
Well, yeah. I was on the bus and Dusty Rhodes was on there, and actually Hulk Hogan was sitting behind me. And I used to sit two seats from the front, and he was in the back there. And I don't know if he's talking to Dusty. I think Chavo Sr. was on there, too. And he started making these racist remarks, and he started throwing the N-word around and everything. And I'm like half sleeping. I can't believe what I'm hearing. You know? What? So then I said, Giant, Andre. Yeah, what is it? I said, watch your mouth. I said, I don't like what you're saying. I said, this is an insult to me, you know. And so he didn't say nothing. And then he, as the bus was going, he says, oh, bad news. I said, yeah. He says, go fuck yourself. So I told the bus driver, pull over.
Huh.
So pull over. I said, you come on out this bus and you tell me that to my face. So he wouldn't get out the bus. And Stan Hansen was there, too. And then we got off the bus to the hotel, and Stan was trying to, because he knew I was just really just pissed off, right? And he says, Alan, he's drunk. Don't worry about it. I said, I don't want to hear that. And I went up to my room. And I didn't sleep all night because it really bothered me, you know. So the next day, I came down early, and we were going to the next town, and I was waiting by the elevator. And as he got off the elevator, I said, Andre, I want to talk to you. And he goes, well, what is it? I said, let's go outside. He didn't want to go. I said, no, let's step outside. If I wanted to do something to you, I'd have jumped you as soon as you got off the elevator. Let's go outside right now. And I told him, I said, look, I don't appreciate the way you were talking on the bus. I said, you never hear me insult your people. He said, well, you know, I'm Polish and people. And I said, you don't hear that from me. So if you feel that way, that's your business. I don't have to listen to that nonsense, you know. I said, don't let me ever hear you say that again. So he apologized. And for quite a while there, it was tension between us. We never would speak. We were always on different tours, the same tour and everything, but we never spoke. But before he passed away, we buried a hatchet and, you know, we sat down and we talked about it.
Radio Valencia. Too good, too awesome. D.D. Warwick live, 1999, guys. Did you hear her voice? You hear how great her voice is? Not just somebody's little camcorder, phone, whatever. Most likely a camcorder, all the way in the back, guys. But her vocals were undeniable. I found a great recording of it. I don't know, I just love recordings like that. And you could hear that voice. Just, it was sounded so delicious. Delicious. Shouts out to all. RadioValencia.fm. Remember, DJ Mark is minutes away. He's getting ready, bringing you music from all over the vinyl collection. Yeah. And it's World Series time. And me and DJ Mark are huge Dodger fans. DJ Mark's got his Dodger shorts, Dodger hat, Dodger jockstrap. He loves the Dodgers. He bleeds Dodger blue. Dodgers gonna win, hey. Dodgers gonna win, hey. Here we go, gonna hit home runs after the show, after the flow. Young Falco coming through, gonna grow some cannabis and sell it on the street. Young Falco, and I will persist. I'll resist any force trying to get at me. Young Falco coming through when I'm red. G, yo, give me a call. 415-766-4428. I'm ready to go and ready to flow. Young Falco coming through, and I'll be your bro. I play your beats, bands, everything in my hand. Young Falco, I do the show while I stand with the headphones, everything I need. Young Falco is the freak of the week. World Series starts today. Young Falco, ready to play, suited up. Ready in that butt, Young Falco. I step at Pizza Hut, yo. I get a slice, this is what I do. Young Falco, when I'm coming for you. Game one, this ain't done. Coming through, just for fun. Hey, yo, 415-766-4428. Don't wait, 415-766-4428. Don't wait. We'll make you feel great. Make you feel good. Hey, DJ Mark is here. He's minutes away. He's getting ready. Remember, World Series Game 1 starts today. Let's go, Dodgers. Will they run on the field? Will they all be waiting for you? Who knows? It's going to be awesome. But it's about that time. It's all over. Shouts out to my moms, my dad, my sister, my brothers, my nephews, nieces, cousins, aunts, uncles. Shouts out to mi abuelita. I love her and miss her so much. Shouts out to my moms again. I love her so much. Shouts outs to Mr. P forever. Shouts outs to Double B forever. Till next time, my name is Falco. And I am now saying the toilet is now flush.